Welcome to the Cheltenham School Board Meeting Podcast, online at www.cheltenhamlocal.org or at www.cheltenham.fm.
Cheltenham School Podcast, Facilities Committee Meeting, Part 2 of 2 Parts, January 8, 2019.
As usual, when you're sitting in this position, all of my questions have been answered, and many of my comments have been more eloquently expressed than I could express. I just want to say thank you to the administration, to Mr. Brooks, for trying to come up with a fair, equitable, and transparent process, and for being responsive to the community before us. And I look forward, as a co-chair of policy, to delve into this in the coming year.
Thank you, Dr. McLean. Mr. Brooks, I thank you again for the presentation for part two. I guess part one was in March, and well, you weren't here then. But this is going to continue, this policy, when I go to the policy committee, correct? For writing, revisioning. It'll then come back to the board sometime later in the spring for a first read and then a second read. Each of these points providing opportunities for board members or community to review and comment on the process.
Sense of urgency to, since we've been having this conversation under new leadership, to do that. So I have full faith in Mr. Brooks that that will be expedited and will not cost the taxpayers $1 million to do that assessment.
If I could just recommend, we do have a planning meeting on January 10th for policy committee, and so this may be something that we
It's already on that timeline. We just have to present it to the board, but it's already been discussed with my team and with our solicitors, with what this administration recommends should be policies that need to be reviewed in the current calendar year, the 1920 school year, and the 2021 school year. And the board will determine to what extent they make recommendations on that timeline. You might say, well, so I appreciate administration recommending 2021, but then we moved it up to the previous year, and we think that's the purpose of the conversation we'll be making.
Thank you. Just one other question. In terms of policy, this is just one of many policies that the board has. That this particular policy is dated in 2009. We have other policies that are over 20 years old that are in the queue to be updated as well. The policy committee, at least in the past, has committed to meet more than monthly on occasion, subject to administration availability, to kind of review and revisit some of those policies on a more expedited basis. So thank you very much.
One more question for me, just to make sure I'm tracking with the conversation that more seasoned policy people just had about what's happening next. Would it be possible for us to publish publicly a timeline that includes the various pieces of this? Because it's a lot of different things kind of all at once. There's like the specific Life Seeds agreement for summer 2019. That's separate, but I just want to make sure that if that's one piece that a lot of people care about, right? And then there's a part about looking at the current policy 707, specific to the lease language in that, or would you roll that into this larger conversation?
So I'm going to say that the leasing conversation is a small piece of the larger 707.
Yep.
There are multiple categories in which we would like to make recommendations to the board with the work we're doing with our solicitor to review. So that would be that.
So you wouldn't chunk that piece out and move it forward?
Yeah.
Roll that into the larger.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Okay.
And then with regards to your communication piece, because we have a 3-year timeline, or recommended, which is what this planning meeting is, we will share that and say to the community that we've identified a number of curricular, programmatic, financial, facilities, communication-related policies that for a myriad of reasons, whether they're connected to the implementation of our strategic plan, whether particular goals and objectives, and or identified in the 2017 curriculum audit as this is a policy that has not been reviewed in 28 years, you need to put that on the queue. And we have, unfortunately, in this district, more than I possibly could have imagined that are outdated. And part of that is, even if we had a meeting every night for the next 181 days, we would not be able to update all the policies that are grossly outdated. But we will create a, you can share that document from a communications perspective of here's what we believe the tentative agenda items for the remainder of the year, what we believe 1920 will look like, knowing that an asterisk saying things come up, like that would expedite or shift things, but this is what we're committed to, and then 2021.
Okay, and can that, and I understand that's a much broader, that's this policy 707 in context with all the other policies that need to get updated. That specific back to this policy, could the timeline include some view for us and for the public around how those rent, the timeline against which those rental rates could be set? So like an assessment of it starts this time, anything like that?
Oh, sure, yeah. Okay. Yes, we that will happen. Once okay. we get Mr. Brooks,
against life seeds or all of these things are a matter of doing business, changes in policy, changes in staffing here in the administrative offices. What I would request is, because we have so many people here and I see so many students, is I'd like to put students at the front of the line, and I'd like to start with the youngest students in case you've got some homework to get to or just want to get back to your life. So we have a podium at the front of the room, and I would ask students to first come up and please share your comments. Ask everybody to please introduce themselves, your name, and what part of the township are you from. The board is not going to sit here and answer questions or the administration. This is an opportunity for us to listen to what you have to say, and as has been discussed, we will proceed in a very public way in terms of next steps for this policy. So please, don't be shy, come to the front. Oh, she left.
I know, it's hard. I know. I wouldn't raise my hand either, but I see some really cute faces out there. So,
David, and I love Life Seed so much, I love it to come back.
Thank you. it really is just a wonderful experience, and I thank you all for considering an arrangement that will work.
My name is Zavi Shen Wan, and I live in Elkins Park. Every summer, the thing I look most forward to is Life Seeds. In fact, one day I hope to work there as a counselor. Each morning at Life Seeds, Mr. Burton gives us a word of the day, and we talk about what it means and how we can use it in our lives. The goal of the camp is to help us become the best people we can be, and the words of the day help us learn how to do that. We are always reminded to use these skills at home, at school, and in the world. Some of the words of the day are integrity, respect, kindness, positivity, leadership, resilience, humility, ambition, generosity, and character.
Came here because we wanted to hear your voice, so we know there's strength in numbers, but I know that there's probably a lot more who want to say something, so.
I've been going to Life Seeds for, this upcoming year will be my seventh year, and I just love going there. There's so much fun, we do fun activities. There's sports, which I love. Mr. Burton just brings joy to my day. All the counselors are so fun. Always so hyped about everything. It is great, because everyone's always fun. It's just, if I were to describe what Life Seeds in one word, it would be fun. Everyone just is so kind to each other. They just know each other so well. Everyone treats each other as a family. That's why Life Seeds is just my second home.
Policy for the past 18 years, why was the price changed this year?
It wasn't changed.
It wasn't
changed. It wasn't being followed to in terms of what was in that document.
Okay, so the price that we've been originally using wasn't following the correct policy?
Yes.
Okay. You also said that you wanted to see if the Cheltenham High School should be used, should be priced same as Arcadia. That was a question that one of you said. I don't think that it should be. Arcadia is a state-of-the-art facility that has air conditioning, turf fields, where there's a state-of-the-art gym. The tennis courts are insane. They're really, everything is just really nice. And I just, for the price, for us to be able to afford Arcadia, and not to be able to afford Cheltenham High School just doesn't seem logical to me. So, and lastly, I just want to talk about what Life Seeds means to me. I've only been going to Life Seeds, I think, for two years, it seems longer than that. But it is such a welcoming community, and it is the only place where I truly feel myself and am happy.
heartbreaking for me when I first heard the news about that only being 3 weeks. I can't tell you how devastated I was. So I don't want to talk too much. I don't want to take up too much of everybody's time, but I just really hope that you can figure out something that's fair for everyone, so that everyone here, everyone who loves Life Seeds, everyone who's found a place and found friends here can enjoy their time like I do every year.
Thanked him for that, and So you hear all these things each day from Life Seeds, all these meaningful stories. And let's see. So I'm glad to hear that there is a timetable in place because certainly with the summer camp, counselors start to make plans, parents start to make plans. So we appreciate hearing about that timetable that's in place that can help to save things. And also thinking about like the buildings that we have here in Cheltenham School District. For example, the new seed book, it's a beautiful building. And you know, certainly people pay the taxes for that building. And you know, I think not just for Life Seeds, but for other organizations, it's important to be able to have a reasonable rate so that our residents can use those buildings rather than having them sit idly by in the summertime. So we have these beautiful facilities, so it's important to have a rate that people can afford. One other thing that stood out to me was the difference between the daily rate and then the weekly rate, and perhaps in those eight categories, perhaps there could be a category for weekly rentals, because I imagine that would drive the cost down as well. So that could be something to consider as well. Just looking at like some of the evidence people mentioned, Arcadia. Arcadia's weekly rental rate was $5,500 for the camp. If they had used the daily rate, the rental rate would have been $16,000. So there's a huge difference between a daily rate and a weekly rate. So I think that should be something the board should consider, perhaps in the long term of the next few months to come, but certainly getting a lease in place for this year, you know, kind of as an emergency type deal, I think is important. Again, just thank you for following through with this. You know, I think we all know the stories about how Life Seeds means a difference in people's lives. So this is something that truly benefits the community. So thank you for your efforts with this.
I'm looking very quick thing. Send the stories you compiled to the school board at shelter.org.
Equitable. I think it's also important as a, you know, speaker. speaking myself as a lawyer, like when I'm developing policies and contracts, to build in some flexibility. Not so that people can be arbitrary, but so that people can make decisions that incorporate facts on the ground as they occur, rather than what you happen, what we happen to think of beforehand, right? And so I just encourage you that as you draft a new policy, I'm sure that your solicitor will work with you to build in some flexibility so that not only LifeSeeds, but other organizations that serve our community interests, whether they be for-profit or non-profit, I don't really care that LifeSeeds is for-profit. I'm just happy that it's there. And some of the things that I would think about it are, organizations that reflect and our community values, organizations that support and reinforce what we try and tell our children and inculcate. Because LifeSeeds really functions almost in some ways as an extension of the character development curriculum that we adopt and the positive behavior supports that we adopt. And so, to say we want to be fair and so we're just going to charge this rate and X is X and Y is Y, it ignores the value that LifeSeeds has brought to our community. And just like there are, brilliant people everywhere whose talents aren't found because we're not looking for them, there may be other opportunities. So, thank you very much.
National and global turmoil, I constantly ask myself, how would we respond at LifeSeeds?
The counselors, the principals, and Mr. Burton have been and continue to be my guiding light in what is often a dark world. LifeSeeds taught me that I needed structure and support. It also taught me that I should be accountable for my actions. The counselors seem to realize more than anyone that kids need to be nurtured and loved to become responsible adults. At LifeSeeds, they don't just talk about it, they do it. At LifeSeeds, doing your best and doing the right thing is not hoped for, but expected. I have concerns for my generation, the future, and the world, but I am forever grateful for the perspective, the guidance, and the direction that I received as a camper and counselor at LifeSeeds. It is truly the happiest I've ever been in my entire life. Thank you very much.
My child's first summer, which was kindergarten. At age six, I have this image in my mind of him being lifted onto the shoulders of these giant high schoolers as camper of the day, and he idolized them then, and he idolizes them now, 6 years later, and he was hooked, and has ever since made LifeSeeds an essential piece of his summer. I completely agree about the need for uniform policy and fair consideration to be given to all similarly categorized groups seeking to use our facility, both as a parent, as a taxpayer, all of these things I support. That being said, I think most of us know that LifeSeeds has negotiated a deal with Arcadia for 3 weeks of summer use, and I'm wondering if Arcadia has also done an assessment on their facility, and just obviously we know that the air conditioning alone is extremely valuable, but how our assessment compares with their fee structure. And if, I really feel that if they can negotiate a fair and affordable fee for LifeSeeds, I'm sure that we in Cheltenham can do the same.
Business. I'm a sole proprietor. I worked hand in hand with the several departments in the township to get my artisan business underway. They saw a big benefit to the community. Part of my business model is to give back to the community and teach that art and skill. Unfortunately, looking at all of those fees, I would lose $500 each time I taught, no matter what numbers I did. So consider a small business in your local community that wants to give back, who wants to even restrict it to Cheltenham residents. I'm totally fine with that, you may be hurting us. Thank you. Oh, one more thing, I'm sorry. If you would, in the future, potentially consider allowing those of us with disabilities to have the floor first in case we have to take care of a couple of things. Thank you.
Cheltenham School District. Drawing on its cultural richness, creativity, and tradition of scholastic excellence, the Cheltenham School District strives to nurture the whole child through academic and community partnerships that benefit, that provide the skills and vision he or she requires to lead a productive and meaningful life in the world beyond the classroom walls. I think LifeSeeds offers Cheltenham School District an excellent opportunity to fulfill the mission. Thank you.
Soccer and basketball, and so we just
want to continue to have a good relationship with the school district and welcome Mr. Brooks, and appreciate the timely approval of facilities usage. And just to kind of explain, in the winter, gym usage is hard to come by. And so just kind of knowing that certainly school district teams come first, but knowing when the gyms are available, we have 10 travel teams, and we're often sharing the gym with two teams at a time in order to get a little bit of practice in. And then now we play games at Chelicum Elementary, at Elkins Park School, and at Cedarbrook. And so we just wanted to continue to have a productive, transparent, and mutually beneficial relationship with the school district. So, and I just appreciate what, under Dr. Marseille's leadership, you're trying to clean up policy and implementation, and also to do that in a way that's responsive to the community's needs. So I'll speak now just as a private individual having two children who have attended LifeSeeds. When my wife came home from the first couple of days of dropping them off, she said, "It's amazing that there are so many teenagers all over this camp, that the counselor to camper ratio must be exceptional. And there is not a cell phone to be seen." And so, and as our two boys were walking up the steps of the camp, the counselors start chanting their names and clapping. And that's where every kid who arrives. And so if you know, can understand why, out of all of the kind of arts and academic and sports enrichment, that my eldest son said, "The thing that matters to me most is LifeSeeds. That's what I look forward to." And when you're there, you're a member of a pride group as well as a sport for that week. And so there's problem solving. They even have fun with their water breaks. I don't know how they all do it, but it is the teenagers here who are the role models for the young kids in this township. And it is uniquely Cheltenham in a way. And so I know that's hard to capture in policy without and making sure that it is transparent and equitable, as it must be. And again, kudos to the administrative team for trying to clean that up, and also to the board for being responsive to the fantastic program that we have. So thank you for all you do.
Two kids that have been a part of the LifeSeeds family. Clearly they were so choked up they couldn't express their own tonight. I'll be very brief. I think everyone has just said, probably some of the younger individuals in this room were the most articulate. I cried. Is that Elena? It truly is a special place. I think you've heard that tonight. Mr. Brooks, welcome to Cheltenham. This is how it goes, right? But I will say, you know, thank you for, I don't think anyone in this room would disagree with cost-saving methods that are happening under Dr. Marseille's leadership. So kudos to you, and we welcome that as a community. If you can tell, you struck a chord in us and in some of the younger members of this community, and we just want to protect it. So I thank you as a board for reconsidering and being open to listening to us and listening to the younger generation, as well as the administration for thinking about how that policy can work, given some of the other suggestions that you might be hearing. So with that, thank you again, and kudos to all the younger individuals that were here tonight.
And I live in Elkins Park. I've been a camper at LifeSeeds for 4 years. LifeSeeds is a great place and probably the best camp ever. It is a very caring camp with lots of nice counselors. And Life Seats is not just a sports group. It's a group camp where we do lots of trivia, competitions, and water activities. We also have a camper of the day, and every day I love it when people get cheered on, especially when it's my friends. I love Life Seats because while you are making new friends, you are also meeting up with old friends and counselors that you've missed. This is why I want everyone who wants to go to Life Seats to be able to go.
Concludes this school board recording. This recording is copyright by KD3HW and is released for free distribution under the Creative Commons Attribution No Derivations 3.0 United States license. Podcast sounds courtesy of freesound.org. See the acknowledgement page of the podcast website. Thank you for downloading us and have a great day.